Tell me just how you got started in music and just kind of give us like an overview.
So when I heard Stevie Wonder and I was like, well, who made that? My dad would be like, what? That's Stevie. He playing on them drums. It really did something to me.
Yeah.
I met a drum teacher named Mr. Clyde Baytom Lucas. He passed away some years back. And he would just have poster after poster of like France and Switzerland and this jazz fest. And I was like, I want to do that. And he was like, well, you got to pay your dues. Let's do the samba rock one more time. So I started dabbling in keys, drum machines, and synthesizers, making beats. And then it turned into recording. So it really captivated me. And I really moved forward with that.
What is special about York?
York has a special place in my heart because it has a real drive with really talented musicians and artists and entrepreneurs and tons of people out there that really want to change York. I work with a friend named Peter Botros. He started the Shine Music Program. I have bands that I work with there, kids that are doing amazing things there, creating beats, doing their thing. Brant Kingsley, he has Pedal for Peace. He took kids off the street, put them on some bikes, and literally showed them how to be a team. That's the drive that I see in New York.
So with Odyssey, you've toured around. Was it with Odyssey you did a lot of touring around the world?
Around the world and back.
Yeah. What's kind of your takeaways from having gotten out of the country and gotten to, you know, hang out in different places that are so different from here?
It's wild to see how much American black music, what it did for the world. It's you know, you go to Asia and you can you see people breakdancing and, you know, wearing these Adidas suits and just like loving the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Me as a black American here, it makes me, it's like I get proud, I get honored. I'm like, yo, this is crazy, like what hip hop has done.
You know, I ask people sometimes, when you're writing a song and it comes out just so quick, what do you think causes that? Like, where do you think that comes from when, like, things just happen?
Because I'm crazy, okay? I think I'm nuts. I'm not a dude that anything is a beat to me. There's always melodies going through my head. In fact, I'm back on learning how to approach songwriting. And so, like, always been writing songs about cool girls and, like, you know, my wife and, like, you know, Mad Chill. We're going to, you know, because I don't be opening up no doors. Like, I don't want people to know my inners. I'm like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I got a lot of hidden stuff in there.
Uh-huh.
I need to start writing some more music that's, I want to say more dark. That's not the word, but that's more,
like heavier.
More heavier. Yeah. More thought-provoking.
Yeah.
I might have to see a counselor for this. I don't know how this works. I don't know, like, you know what I mean?
You've been making some music. Tell me what those albums are. It's a lot of instrumental beats and loops and stuff like that.
Yes. So my instrumental albums are Track Names, Name Tracks, Yo Just Ride With Me, All Skate, and then Assorted. All Skate, dedicated to me skating. I love roller skating.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Love it.
Are you one of the people that can do, like, some fancy
skating?
Tricks. What are they?
Shovel skating.
Uh-huh.
I'm from the Castle Roller Rink. What up, Castle? Castle Roller Rink and the Rollaway in New York. I take my kids skating every once in a while.
You show them like the moves and stuff.
Yo, bro, I'll be doing like 360s and stuff. Like, and I'm 42, and I was like, I still can do it. And people were like looking at me like, yo, who's this old man out there? I still rock it. Like, they still got a little crew.
What is it like when you guys are jamming and you're having a particularly good jam? Like, can you just describe the feeling in your brain that's going on when everything's in sync?
I think the brain just kind of shuts out.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like that it's a spiritual thing. It's church. It's definitely that feeling of comfort, freedom, full expression. Something you don't want to stop. There's been times like prophecies have happened through music. That's what's great about us. We have a spiritual connection now. We can look at each other like, yeah, we got that.